USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is in Atlanta to promote the American Rescue Act and speak with Asians after the tragic shooting there. Vice President Harris joined him at the CDC, where officials gave a presentation.
We have about 27% of counties in the U.S. are moderate or low, and that continues to increase every week. This is important to us because we connect these community transmission levels to our guidance. So we've updated our K-12 guidance and allowing at least 3 feet in the classroom for children. But as community transmission levels increase, we have additional recommendations, more testing of teachers and staff and students, as well as more restrictions around extracurricular activities because we've seen a lot of outbreaks basically with sports in schools.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Biden administration expanded export sanctions on Russia over the poisoning and detention of opposition politician and Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The sanctions were first imposed in 2018 in response to the poisoning of former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. The European Union has also sanctioned Russia on accusations of its involvement. During a Senate hearing on the U.S.'s response to the coronavirus pandemic, Senator Rand Paul asked Dr. Anthony Fauci, why are we still wearing masks?
You're defying everything we know about immunity by telling people to wear masks to have been vaccinated.
Well, let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Masks are protective, and we
have immunity there, theater. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any science.
I totally disagree with you.
Dr. Fauci told the panel there isn't enough data on the vaccine's response to the variants of the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
NASA now has some strange sounds from the Red Planet. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry has the story.
The Perseverance rover captured audio while driving on the surface of Mars's Jezero crater on Sol 16, or the 16th day of the NASA mission to the Red Planet. NASA says they have no idea what the scratching sounds are and are investigating. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives has approved legislation that would benefit millions of immigrants. The mostly party-line vote in the House has given approval to legislation giving permanent legal status and a path to citizenship for Dreamers.
Dreamers are doctors, nurses, lab technicians, contact tracers, and job creators.
California Democrat Raul Ruiz is the chair of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. He also backs a second bill providing similar protections for illegal farm workers. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Congress should be sending a different message.
That message is simple. There is never a right time to break the law and enter the United States illegally.
Neither proposal appears to have the bipartisan support that's needed to advance in the Senate. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.